experience.
Exquisite. Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda, also known as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some of you that think this class is going to be a walk of the cake or a flop about in the park, you are sadly mistaken. Half of you will drop out. And the other half of you will wish that you were dead. If I could offer any advice to those of you still hell-bent on attempting to pass my class, it would simply be to keep your radio tuned to CITR 101.9 when you're in Vancouver.
Tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. This program is called The Burrow. It's very bizarre, very serious music going on in the background. I'm trying to be a professional here, but the seat in the studio is pretty much on the ground. So I'm sitting on it and look like a little child trying to reach up to the microphone and speak into it right now. But anyhow, try to stay serious. Because this is a very serious, serious program. And we are going to start in a dark place. A band called Full of Hell from Pennsylvania made an album with, idiosyncratic, maybe that's the word, noise artist Mertzbau. And it's simply called Full of Hell and Mertzbau. And I'm going to play a song called Raise the Great Wall. Bloodied and terrible. Here to start The Burrow, CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
This is The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Andy Resto. Fixed the seating problem here in the studio. It's a little bit stuck. Got it unstuck, and now I am in a normal seated position. And overall more comfortable to provide all of you listeners with a great experience today. Listening to your radios wherever you may be, or tuned in to CITR.ca. all around the world. Anyhow, Full of Hell and Mertzbau opened up that set. Full of Hell is like an extreme metal band from Pennsylvania, and Mertzbau is an extreme noise artist from, I thought he's from Japan. I may be totally wrong at saying that. If I'm incorrect, please somebody correct me and tell me the history of Mertzbau. Our phone number here is 604-822-2487. Odd collaboration, but they combined for an album that came out at the end of 2014, self-titled, called Full of Hell and Mertzbau. And then we heard a band called Occultocrati, and I don't know much about this band. I just recently saw them mentioned somewhere, and it had a very good album cover. It's this kind of ravenous wolf or dog heads kind of gnawing at each other, and all their necks and heads are kind of blending into one another, and it's quite brutal, but also nice colors, nice, I don't know, red peach tones to it. Anyhow, I was intrigued. I listened to it. They have their album called Night Jerks up on SoundCloud, available to listen to. And it's pretty good. We heard the title track called Night Jerks, and right now in the background we're listening to Zero Culto off of that album. So anyhow, I really was just not aware at all what I should start this show with, or what direction I should go in, and so it ended up with some extreme metal music. And we are going to shift gears and bring it back to Vancouver. A couple of bands have come out with new tapes, a couple of very good Vancouver bands, Defectors and Lee A as well. So we're going to get into those new releases today, and preview some shows that at least Lee A will be involved with. For now, in order to make that transition, I'm going to play a track by Sex Church off of an EP called Somnambulist, and this song is called Hidden Hand. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. That was the new Defectors. Played two of the tracks off of the new Black Dreams tape that Defectors have released. The first one is called Sacrifice Yourself. Very, very Hegelian. And the second one was a cover, and it's called Devil in the Woods, originally by The Gun Club. Sex Church was before that. Don't know much more to say about that. Anyhow, after this brief break, we are going to get into some more new Vancouver music. Lié has released. I actually haven't officially released it. Their new album is up on their Bandcamp. It's called Consent, and they have a release party for it this Saturday, I believe. And I'll get into that on the other side. This is The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hello, sports fans. It's been a busy year so far for CITR Sports, with hard-hitting coverage of UBC football, hockey, basketball, and volleyball. The season will be taking a short hiatus over the winter break, but starting in the new year, the sports ramp right back up with UBC teams heading into the playoff stretch. Tune in every weekend for live broadcasts, and also on Thursdays at 3:30 p.m. for a recap of the week's events. The first broadcast after the break goes on January 9th at 7 p.m. as the women's hockey team is back in action against the Mount Royal Cougars. Thunderbird Sports live on CITR.
Hey there.
Barev.
We're the Armenian Students Association, and we're here to bring together everyone,
Armenians and non-Armenians,
who are interested in learning about the Armenian culture here at UBC.
Find us on Facebook at ASAUBC to stay up to date. We look forward to seeing you at our future events.
I'm not afraid to die.
You're still tuned into the Borough here on CITR 101.9 FM, located on campus of University of British Columbia in Vancouver. I was going to play this whole song that I have going on in the background, but it's very quiet, so I thought it could work as background music. It's Zoo, which is the other project of Ashley Luck, who is in Lié, a band I played earlier on in that last set. Lié has a new album called Consent coming out, and they're doing a release show for that this coming Saturday, along with a couple of other bands that will be played in the near future on a certain radio station. I also played an old one by Susie and the Banshees. I always would say Suxie, just because that's the way it's spelled, but I think that's a bit of an infantile way to pronounce that. So I'll say Susie and the Banshees. Obviously a classic post-punk goth band. I thought, hey, that would work, right? Playing it after Lié, in between Lié and Zoo. I don't know if it really worked. I just needed to fill this hour with music. So that song was called Hybrid, and it's off of an album of theirs called Kaleidoscope. Not one of my favorite Banshees albums. If you wanted to know my favorite, then you should listen to an album called Join Hands, which is their second full-length album. It's got a white cover with, like, toy soldiers holding hands on it. More punk-influenced. Anyhow, moving on. Alongside of Lié on Saturday, there are going to be a couple of other bands playing, and I'm going to get into that right now. Needs is one of those bands. I haven't seen Needs in a long time. It was probably like 3 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, the last time I saw them playing. So I don't know if I just am ignorant and unaware of what's going on, but maybe this is some sort of coming back together of the band. I don't know. Anyhow, this song I'm going to play is off of a, looks like an EP, it's four tracks, called Rare Earths, and it's a song called Not What I Said, What Edward Said. This is Needs here on the Borough, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
This is the 35th year of a harsh, brutal, and vicious occupation supported unilaterally by the United States, constant terror and atrocities. Suppose Palestinians say, well, we're under terrorist attack for 35 years, therefore we have a right to carry out suicide bombs.
Which is what they say.
Do you accept this? Does anybody accept it?
No, don't accept
it. Then how can everyone accept the zero claim to be doing it?
Yeah!
For over 30 years, Discorder has been bringing Vancouver local independent music journalism. If you're a fan, check out the Discorder readership survey on our site at discorder.ca. You could have a chance to win gift certificates to the Rickshaw, the Lido, and Vinyl Records.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
Whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow across it and we're making it like him. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville.
You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
It is CITR 11.9 FM. This program is The Burrow, and we just listened to... Before the show promos and that kind of thing, we listened to Other Jesus, a song called Modern Art, off of the Bachelors of Art tape. It's very, very good tape. Very, very, gets a lot of rotation here at the station. They've been playing a lot of shows around the city, and they are playing on Saturday with Lee in Needs for Lee's Consent album release show. All right, so last quarter of the show here on The Burrow. We'll see if I can fill it up. I'm trying. Played this, actually it wasn't last week, played this 2 weeks ago. Poor Form has a demo out. It's just called Demo or self-titled Poor Form. Members of Hairy Legs and Needles and Pins. This song is called Breaking Off.
Yeah.
that was a band called UV Race out of Melbourne, Australia. Mikey Young is the main member of UV Race. Also involved with a lot of other Melbourne, Australian bands currently. There's a whole circle of them. Eddie Current, Suppression Ring is one. Lace Curtains. And then, most notably, at least of late, is the band called Total Control. And they are also from Melbourne, obviously. Came out with a very good album last year called Typical System. Anyhow, so UV Race. There's a song called Good Money off of one of their greatest hits compilations. Next up, I have the Raincoats lined up, because why not? Going from Melbourne to London, I just happened to pick this EP up the other day, and so I thought I'd play it. It fits in a little bit with what I've been playing earlier. I don't know, it's a little bit more lighthearted than the way the show was started. Started off, if you remember, back at 2 o'clock with Full of Hell, and there's a song called Raise the Great Wall, Bloodied and Terrible. And then the second song I played was called Night Jerks. So we've gone from there, and we have made a cycle all the way to the end here. We're almost ending with the Raincoats on a song called Don't Be Mean. Much nicer message behind it. Anyhow, that won't quite wrap up the show. I'm going to figure out one more thing to play after the Raincoats. And that's just going to be... I'm going to play Sonic Youth after the Raincoats, and only because I noticed, to my surprise, that on this Raincoats EP, which came out in 1994, Steve Shelley plays drums on it, who's the drummer from Sonic Youth. So I was very surprised. I don't know how that would happen, how that came about, but... he is the drummer on the 1994 Raincoats EP. So, after the Raincoats, I'm going to close this edition of The Burrow with a track from my favorite Sonic Youth album called Bad Moon Rising. This song is called Society as a Whole. Thank you for listening. Leo Ramirez's show is coming up next, so stay tuned. And hopefully continue to tune in. If you liked what you've heard, I'm on every Monday, 3 p.m., here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is The Raincoats with Don't Be Mean.
Children, dear, and you. Society.